Bob and Fred.
That's us.
Fred and Bob.
That too.
Reviewing video games, that's our job. Fred is posh.
It's true.
Bob is not.
Why not?
Sitting on a sofa playing games a lot. Scripted Gamer!
Scene. Bob and Fred are sat on a sofa with two PS3 controllers. Bob has a magic wand and is pointing it at the screen. Battery armus. Bob. Improve graphicus. Bob. Awesome gamus. Bob, what are you doing? I'm trying to magic up a good game. What do you mean? We already have a game to review. It's the new Harry Potter game. I know. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Or as I like to call it, Harry Potter and the Pointless Cash-In. Exactly, Fred. It's a bit pants. So I'm trying to use Harry's wand to make the game good. I think it'll take more than magic, I'm afraid, Bob. Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today's game is rather poor, I'm afraid. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Bordiarmus. Indeed. It's just not a good game, I'm afraid. It's a cover shooter mainly, but it's completely full of glitches and bugs. It's more hog farts than Hogwarts. You can't say that. I think you're fine, Fred, that I just did. I suppose you did. You see, the problem comes from the fact that it's too diluted. It follows the film, which in turn follows the first half of the last book, which follows my hand turning off the console in disgust. It seems they took all the good ideas from other third-person cover shooters and ignored them completely. Shooting from cover is hard enough with awkward camera angles, and that's when there's any cover to choose. There's just not much good to say about it. Apparently, right, the Xbox version has like a Kinect section, but I played it on a PS3, so a fat lot of good that does me. So, unless your child is a Harry Potter obsessive, avoid this one like the plague. It's more Harry Ramsden than Harry Potter. We've been the Scripted Gamers, and we've both agreed for once. Good night!
Scripted Gamer is recorded for GamePeople.co.uk. It is written and performed by Adam Moran, produced by Andy Robertson. Fred and Bob are fictional characters. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Scripted Gamer!